A controversial open-cut coal mine in the New South Wales Liverpool Plains is facing a new hurdle, with lawyers challenging its state government approval in court. The area is home to some of Australia's most fertile farmland, and the proposal has come under significant local and political criticism, with the Federal Agriculture Minister describing the idea for a mine in the region as absurd. And a local landcare group is arguing the New South Wales government failed to consider whether the Shenhua Watermark mine would significantly affect the threatened local koala population. National Environment reporter Jake Sturmer.
If Shenhua's Watermark coal mine goes ahead, the company will clear 847 hectares of koala habitat over the mine's 30-year life. The mine has state government approval, but the local Upper Mukai Landcare Group has lodged a challenge in the New South Wales Land and Environment Court amid fears of the mine's impacts to koalas. The Landcare Group's chairperson is Nicola Sherlian.
They're endangered. That means they are at risk of extinction unless people stand up and say, no, we don't want to lose our precious, valuable and, you know, totally unique animals that we have in Australia.
Shenhua paid the former New South Wales Labor government $300 million for the exploration licence, and in January this year, the state's Planning Assessment Commission approved the $1.2 billion project subject to conditions. Several were focused on trying to protect the local koala population. Shenhua expects to move 262 koalas over the life of the project, but the Australian Koala Foundation says the mammals are highly territorial and may have difficulty adapting to new habitat. The New South Wales Environmental Defenders Office believes the Planning Assessment Commission didn't assess whether the mine would place the koalas at risk of extinction. Sue Higginson from the New South Wales EDO is representing the Landcare Group.
When it comes down to the bottom line, we really don't actually know the actual impact that we will be having at such a large scale with such a long-term development on a species as threatened as the koala.
Shenhua has implemented a koala management plan that includes encouraging the mammals to move to other areas as well as revegetating habitat. It says the plan has been peer-reviewed by academics at Melbourne and Sydney universities. But Sue Higginson says it's not about that.
This is not a case about, say, the quality of the assessment or the qualifications of those who undertook the assessment. What we're saying is we have really asked ourselves the wrong question and we have not explored what the legal requirement is in relation to finding out and ascertaining what the impact will be on the local population of koala.
The New South Wales Department of Planning says as the matter is before the courts, it wouldn't comment. Lawyers are expected to appear in court at the end of the month. And this isn't the only hurdle the mine is facing. The Watermark mine will be near some of the most productive cereal cropping land in Australia and has faced several protests from local farmers over potential impacts to water in the region. The New South Wales Farmers Lobby has called for a judicial review in the Land and Environment Court. Canberra too has expressed concern, with strong criticism from local MP Barnaby Joyce, who also happens to be the Federal Agriculture Minister. He says he can't stop the mine's approval, but his colleague, Environment Minister Greg Hunt, can. Greg Hunt is awaiting advice from an independent expert scientific panel about how to best protect water resources and local aquifers before making a decision whether to ultimately approve the mine. Nicola Sherlian again.
We were delighted, of course, when that happened, and we're waiting with bated breath.
Greg Hunt is expected to receive that advice by the middle of this week before making it public shortly after.
National Environment reporter Jake Sturmer with that report.